Vibrato on the next thickest string is a very interesting one. Something that I knew but I never really used before. And I found it really cool because when you resolve a line, let's say I'm resolving, this backing track is in like B minor. And I'm resolving to the second string, 12th fret. Now, if I resolve with my first finger there, if I play something at, you know, frets, between frets 15 and 12, and then I resolve to the second string, 12th fret, I only have so much control of the vibrato because it's played by finger number one. By going to string 3, fret 16, instead of that note, it's the same pitch, but it's a thicker string, number one, and the vibrato will sound meatier. But number two, I can use finger 3 instead of finger 1. So listen to the difference between this lick and the other one, the second one. Here we go. Now just listen. That was with finger 1 on string 2, fret 12. Now I'm gonna play the same line but resolve to string 3, fret 16. And because it's on a thicker string, I get more, it's more, packs more of a punch, you know. Now let's try it where it's fourth string instead of third string. That's even, like, even bigger difference in terms of thickness. This backing track right here is in G minor. So watch, I'm gonna resolve the line to, first I'm gonna resolve it to 12th fret, 3rd string, right? And that's fine. But instead, this time I'm gonna resolve it to 4th string, this 15th fret, right? Same pitch as G, but listen to the difference. Sorry about that. A lot more meaty. Compare those two. Or, it's just, I get a lot more leverage. And the string is thicker, so I don't know if you could hear that. One more time. Sounds okay, but plus I get a little slide action going up there. But the vibrato is a lot meatier than here. It's a subtle difference, but these things add up. You use a couple different subtle differences all at the same time, and they really can add spice and expression. That's one thing I learned when I was out there.